Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I should be in a Napa State white jacket because I'm crazy.
I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
How you like me now, Pods? That's cool, Mo D. How you like me now?
He's strung a couple games together. Pods has.
We don't take calls when he does that. We don't get pods.
Exactly.
Funny how that works.
Hey, I'm holding something up here.
Me too.
As you know, the Warriors play on Christmas, Thursday, December 25th. 2 o'clock, Golden State Warriors take on the Mavericks, Christmas Day. And as you can see, I'm holding up a nice scarf.
Because
all fans in attendance will receive a Christmas Day scarf. Courtesy of Chase Freedom.
Wow.
Chase Center doors open at 12:30. It's an hour and a half before tip. And Christmas Day scarves will be distributed at the entrances. Tickets for the game also available still. And you know where to get them. Warriors.com.
With my man. That's my quarterback. I just remembered Handy coaching. I just texted him. Dallas.
You guys sound like good friends.
We'll be at the game.
So you know who he worked for?
I did, but I just realized. Anyway, got a lot going on.
You thought he was still in L.A.?
Just shut up. We'll chop it up. And then he's doing pre and post.
Oh, that's great.
I got to ask Evan a question.
Sure.
Evan, after your experience last night, can you ever be in the building and not look up and see Tim or whoever's doing the game and think, I could do that?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, no doubt. Life.
But I also sometimes from this booth look in that studio sometimes, and I wonder, could I do that?
They can't.
Yeah.
Not yet. Settle down. Came for Tim Roy first. Now he's coming for us.
I got to say something.
Can I play some?
After I say something, I'm saving this for next week right before 2026.
Well, you going to say it now or next week?
Dude, I do.
Because I got some sound here from Evan.
There's some people counting my funeral days. And
what?
Yeah. Some people here that tried to put together a count.
Nine.
I went through my face.
Hey, what's the big deal?
I'm not laughing. It's not funny. But you got to be a sicko to do something like that, Evan. I won't dime them out. But why are you laughing like you might have?
Dibs needs help.
Look at you. Anyway, what's your read?
Dibs has a count.
No.
Dibs has everybody's count. Dibs has Sour and Vinny's count.
Oh, Evan, that one who I had in mind. But go ahead, man.
Let's take a listen to the 2052 inductee into the broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I'll make it.
Rebound up in the air, tipped away by Curry. Ball loose, recovered by Steph. Blindly throws it ahead to Butler. Touch pass from Green, back to Butler. Tic-tac-toe, a two-hand slam. Warriors in front, 58-57. Well, what a gorgeous play by the big three as Curry, Butler, and Green connect.
This guy's got it. This guy's pretty good.
What a gorgeous play. He could have said so many other words. What a nice play. Gorgeous.
No one can actually see it, so you can kind of just take your liberties.
That's why I love you. Just don't forget about me and my tickets, whatever team you latch on to. It's coming.
You got lower seats on Christmas than I do.
I got to ask you this, E, and I did ask you. I won't front. Can you do football? Because the Niners, while Papa was out, remember they kind of, you know, had guys like Evan come in, Stein, and give them a crack at it. Have you done football?
Yeah, but it might be a little bit difficult to do considering the flagship.
Oh, no, I'm just saying the sport in general you can do.
Oh, yeah, no, football.
Look, we got a Joe Buck.
He can do everything.
Yeah.
I've heard him do baseball.
Can't do hockey.
Heard him do volleyball.
Cannot do hockey.
I think you got to do a little more than that. Do you know what the blue line is?
Dude, when are we getting to the Sharks? They are, I'm telling
soon,
you.
Soon. Right. Let's get to Leroy in Oakland first. Hey, Leroy, how you doing, man?
Steiny, Goo. Hey, Goo.
What's up,
Goo,
baby?
Bump that last caller and bump Roxy, too.
Okay.
She's a big girl. She can take it. Man, Goo, don't even fall.
Yeah,
for
I wasn't
that,
yelling,
Roxy.
Really,
yeah. Out like you.
I got you.
Like you got this anger problem. That's what Goo. Dude, listen to the show, Steiner. She wasn't even listening to the show because you said 100 times what she was saying you didn't say, but bump them anyway.
My man.
Dude, keep doing what you're doing,
I
baby.
Love you, Lee.
This is what I called to say. I'm listening to the morning show, right? And they asked Bonte a question. And then I found out through how he answered it what was wrong with the Warriors. It's been Stephen Curry. It's been Stephen Curry not opening his mouth and just sitting back, blase, blase, with everything going on. He ain't never got nothing to say. He can't check nobody. He don't say nothing to Draymond. He don't say nothing to nobody. And I figured out why. Here's the question they asked Bonte this morning. They said, what do you think Curry's thinking? What do you think he's thinking? Who do you think he wants? What do you think he wants as far as another player? You know, do he want somebody that's going to score? Does he want – what does he want? What does he want the Warriors to do as far as bringing someone in? And Bonten said, Curry is the type of guy he don't care. He don't care. He think he can win with anybody. And that's the problem, Goo. His greatness. Hey, I don't care who you got out there. I feel we can win with him because I'm so great. So he needs to start speaking up and being more of a leader. And I think Draymond wouldn't even be doing all this if Curry would have spoke up a long time ago. And Draymond, man, we know the antics. You right on it, Goo. You right on it. Draymond been doing this. He a bully. You going to sock pool. I thought they should have got rid of him when he did that. So I've been advocating. Y'all know we got history for Draymond. They should have been traded Draymond. But this is what it is. But keep doing your thing, Goo.
Okay. Thanks, man. Happy holiday.
Appreciate you.
Now, I haven't been a big proponent of Steph in this. Like, what's Steph look like? No, seriously, Stoney. Like, I saw him on the bench, and I'm like, what's he thinking? What when he watched Draymond get up and leave? Because if you left a show, Stoney – yeah, we're going to be back right tomorrow, the next day. But that would cut me, man.
You know what he did? He rolled his eyes. He's sick of it. How can you not be?
Well, you're not sick of it because it keeps going.
Well, I mean, he can't trade him.
My whole thing is, and the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is what are you getting for putting up with the antics at this point? That's what's waning, right? You're telling me Jimmy is better when Dre's off the floor and the ball's moving? I'm watching it. We're talking about it. And now I think it's getting to Dre. I'll leave that there.
The season is wearing on Draymond, maybe.
You guys didn't expect to be 15-15 after 30 games. I mean, not at all. So how much of that
probably why tempers are flaring.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. I mean, is that a factor in some of the frustration?
Of course. You know, quite honestly, if everybody's okay with being 15-15 and it's just whoop-de-doo, talk to me when they're 41-41. Can't be whoop-de-doo when you're 15-15. Something got to give. So, but we were 13-15, so I'll take 15-15. I mean, it's headed in the right direction.
Wow. 15-15.
A lot going on, Stoney.
Yeah.
15-15. Let's go to Ben. Ben's in Berkeley. Hey, Ben. How you doing, man?
Oh, thanks, fellas. You know, I have to agree with Guru. Thank you, Guru, for showing respect for our elders, something we have lost in this country for a long time, especially in basketball. You know, I would have liked to see the whole team step up and surround Draymond and hold his hands for a second, and then Kuminga just hit him with a 1-2-3-4 punch, knock him out and say, hey, that's for Jordan Poole, punk. That's for Jordan okay. Poole, punk. Yeah.
All right, man. We don't do violence here.
We don't. Lovers, not fighters. But I'll tell you this.
What?
I won't.
Please?
If I get to heaven.
That's, we can move on.
Let's go to Chris. Now, like, what? Really, though? What I tried to do earlier and bond together and say about the way you guys just, like, that won't be forgotten.
Well, that was really weird.
I'm
going
to have to pour a scotch tonight.
Your whole voice sounded different.
Because I meant it, well, and you guys are thinking I'm off the liquor.
You were trying to sneak something by
us. Yeah, I think so, too.
This is bad, guys. We need a session. What are you sneezing? It's the holidays. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and you guys, you know what? You've turned me into Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver.
I like him.
Well, of course you do, but dude, Evan probably like, who? That hurt. Anyway, I was trying to have a moment aloud so people can hear how we truly get down, and it's like, what's he up to? That's not good. And then you said, you told real quick, you told on Evan when I sent, this really bothered me, I told Norm. I said, I had this dude right next to Gandhi, Evan Giddings. And I said, I texted the thread that there was traffic on the bridge.
No, and, accident.
Accident. And Evan said to Steiny in a room with just them two. That, Evan, and ever since.
Goo, who is that guy? That's the guy I love.
Oh, that's the actor.
He's great.
Not Keenan Peele.
You're like a dog that just saw a squirrel.
Yes, yeah, he is. That guy with his partner is great.
What's his name?
Michael Key?
Yeah, there you go.
So it's Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Or Key and Michael Key.
Yeah. They did Get Out, the movie.
No, they do these little...
Jordan Peele did Get Out.
They do these little skits.
Yeah,
and they're really funny. Like, they'll have the guy... Oh, they're funny.
Yeah.
I like them. I guess he went to Louisville or Toledo.
You are the dog, though. Look
or
at
maybe,
it.
Or maybe
squirrel.
You know squirrel. It's unprofessional to do a live show.
That's funny. You talking unprofessional.
What you mean?
You just eviscerated one of our callers. In fact, let's go to Monica in San Francisco.
Hey, and Roxy, I did not yell. Because I was passionate. That's my girl. Hey.
Hey. Mr. Guru.
Hey, Monica.
I like that, Mr. Guru. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is Auntie Momo from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I just want to tell you that you talk loud all the time. You wasn't yelling at that lady.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Not
I needed
a compliment.
That.
Monica, you don't listen a lot, do you?
You know, I do listen. Matter of fact, I like this station more now than I do those other two radio stations that I won't mention.
There you go.
Look at her.
Down the drain.
Yeah.
Momo.
Yeah.
Auntie Momo's in the house. But listen, I appreciate you letting your words be gracious and seasoned with salt when she gave you her feelings.
Yes, no doubt.
You just said, okay. All right. Well, y'all have a good one.
Thanks, man. Happy holiday. Don't be a stranger now.
Thanks, Monica.
Now, what does she mean by loud all the time? There's a book by the great columnist. He's rest in peace.
Hope
Ralph
he gets
Wiley.
This right.
Yeah. Why Black People Tend to Shout. It's a phenomenal book. And maybe I should buy it for you and Evan and Carter.
I don't really care.
Would you read it?
No.
That's sad.
I know.
Down 56!
I don't. You know that I don't like books written by sports writers.
This is.
It doesn't sound like a sports book.
Why black people tend to shout. Well, yeah.
Ralph Wiley worked for Sports Illustrated.
Washington, he's incredible, man.
Well, sure, Perlman just wrote a book on Tupac.
Who?
Jeff Perlman. It's not about, he's a sports guy.
And I ordered it. It's on its way. That was one of my Christmas gifts to myself.
Let's go to Rocky in the city. Hey, Rocky, how are you?
What's happening, guys? Long time.
Yeah, yeah, sir. We're good.
It's been a while. Yeah, I got a few things, but I'm on a blast through them, so I don't take up too much
time. Go ahead, baby.
Finally, I just want to say you've got the most patience of anyone walking this planet because of that beautiful soul you work with.
Jesus
Christ. Right now, because he's a walking, talking contradiction, brother.
Oh, no, man.
The day he calls you Matthew is the day you get fired. So, you know, that's it.
Oh, God. Man.
I want to give a little love to Evan for the call last night, bro. You got pipes like Dave Fleming, man. You got future, son. That was good. Good call, man. And I just want to mention, like, the first YouTube stream, I went home, made a little lunch today, and I caught a little bit of the stream. And what's up with your marketing team? Bonta Hill looks like 42 Jump Street, okay? He's like, bro, you got gray whiskers. You know him go to high school. And then Lowe looks like 75 in that picture, dog. Like, what is that?
Floor is yours, Rocky.
And keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I love you guys, and I miss you, man. It's good to connect again.
All right, Rock. Good to hear from you.
I'm lost.
About what?
The pictures of Lowe and Bart. What's he talking about?
The ones that come up on the YouTube.
Like on the commercial slate.
Okay, gotcha.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I see Filmo out there, but I'm gonna wrap up. Filmo, give me about three more minutes because I'm gonna finish on your call. But first, let's go to Chris in San Jose. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Gentlemen, happy holidays.
Back at you, baby.
Let me get this out the way, and I'm bringing it to you straight. We know that Draymond curses at referees. You know what happened at the Malice at the Palace. Who raised a young kid from Detroit to disrespect his elders? Was his dad present? I hope he was. Did he do 4 years in college? I hope he did. Didn't they teach him how to think? He is acting like a fool. This is going to escalate because Steve Kerr's afraid. We know Steph is afraid, so that brother is soft. You guys got the microphone. Ask Steph Curry, please explain what discipline did the organization put on Draymond? Whatever it didn't work. But are you guys going to ask him or let him off the hook? These guys are running scared. Grown men don't act like this. Be respectful. There's children in the front row, and you're cursing a referee. Mm. He won't mess with brothers from the hood, and you know what I'm talking about. He always picks on little guys. He is a straight-up bully, and we're giving him a pass. When are you going to call Steph and tell him the answer to the fans? Answer to us, not you. Steph, what did you do when the boy got popped in the eye? What was your discipline? You're the leader. We'll follow you. You're the leader. You're the best shooter in the history of basketball, and you didn't say a word. That's all I'm asking. Mm. Don't be afraid to lose your job. Ask him. Come on the show and explain. What did you do, Steph? What did you say? God bless.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Well, it's hard getting them on, Chris.
Which one?
It's Curry. Either of them. I didn't want to grab. Chris was flowing. I get it, but we don't got access like that.
Well,
ain't seen them this year.
Who?
This is going to be the latest.
I saw them last night.
No, but we ain't did a show from there.
Okay.
Feeling some type of way.
FOMO again.
I don't like that word.
Yeah, I like it now.
It's like you're my...
I might start blurting out FOMO.
Well, it's an acronym.
Yeah. Fear of missing out. Like, could you just imagine this for a second? Imagine Guru, like on the day that we're going to Chase, he has something he can't...
Oh, it would,
and he can't make it into work.
Well, I know someone here's got the amount of days, but...
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Did we ever get to the bottom of the Green Warrior shirt? That's where your
Warriors World shirt.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They sent it to me 7 years ago when they liked me, and vice versa.
I gotta send him some bread.
No, you don't.
Kind of faded.
Yeah, very faded.
You put it on one. Don't do that to shirts like that. Yeah.
Well, first of all, the only reason I have it on is because I have a sweater, but it's hot in the studio.
Yeah,
I'll put the sweater on.
No, I like
it
now.
What?
It's yeah.
It looks better with the sweater on.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And an iron.
But it's, you know what? You're an ass.
Like, this is, first of all, it's shirt like it's screaming, "Help me, Goo. Goo, talk to him."
Hey, you came in with spots on your shirt today, and I was afraid to bring it up.
Are you kidding?
No, stand up.
Okay, no.
Just stand up.
No, if you had, I don't have any spots. This out to cleaners.
It must have been water from the rain because I was like,
okay. No, it was. I left my jacket. It was water from the. And if you saw it, you should have spoke on it, but it was water.
Well, I wanted to make sure it was a stain first, and it wasn't. So let's go to Philmo, Mike. Everybody Mike. Wants to kiss Evan's ass. What's up, Philmo? How you doing?
Mike, baby.
Shut up, Evan.
Oh, I was going to say Evan is really raw, but he ain't got nothing on Tim Roy, and that's how raw Tim Roy is. It's nothing against Evan.
Right.
I'm keeping it real. Tim Roy is really a goat, blood, but Evan, I swear to God, you did your thing. Because I don't even like the other dude that do the he nice, but I don't like how he be sounding. But he ain't as good as you. But Tim Roy is that raw. So Stein, I don't know what you talking about. I just want to kiss Evan's.
Careful here, kid. Mike.
But yeah, pause. Yeah. Pause.
Tell us what you saw last night, Mike.
I gotta ask you something, Mike. What do you mean Tim Roy is raw? What does that mean?
He's a goat. Bad.
When you say raw, he a goat like Tim Roy.
Oh, okay.
It's nobody better than Tim Roy.
Oh, I got you.
Like, honestly.
When you saw Mike.
I'm not even just saying that as a Warriors fan. Like, Tim Roy is really, like, you can really, like, close your eyes and listen to Tim Roy, and you get the whole left to right, ulti move, hurry!
Look at that. That's crazy. A four.
Tim Roy's he's on a whole nother level. Evan,
he on his way.
God, bro, you did, yes. You are on your way, man. And for that being your first or second time doing the Warriors, that's a big deal. It's a lot of people that listen to the Warriors game, bro, that can't watch the Warriors game, and they listen to the game, bro. Like, that's a huge compliment. So I just want to shout you out and shout the other dude out that be doing the Santa Cruz Warriors, too.
Kevin Dana.
Nobody's good as Tim Roy. That's all I was trying to say. But with that being said, Guru, you can't get to heaven asking when you going to get to heaven.
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead, Mike. I'll take that. Hey, go ahead. I love that. You're
that
right.
Ain't gonna happen. You just gotta take the humble approach, brother.
Yeah, that's too good.
I love you, Guru.
Give us your thoughts last night, Mike. Bro. Where I'm from, the Yoon, he quit on the team. Even if that wasn't his intent, he quit on the team. How did you see it?
Nah. The way I seen it was, you gotta realize, man, Draymond, he kind of like deal with a lot, bruh. And so, like, I'm not trying to make no excuse, but I am going to say this. He kind of felt like he had to get out the situation. Sometimes you just got to walk away. It may look a certain way, but him and Steve Kerr, they some real ones. They've been rocking with each other for 15 years, man. I don't think that little walk away going to hurt him like that. But I feel like he did have to walk away. But he got to be – you can't be talking the way you talk and do the things that you do sometimes. Right. That's what Draymond getting in trouble. Yeah.
And the play ain't there, Mike, right now with his turnovers and what that's the real prop right on the table.
He booty sheets right now.
You know what that is now?
It means he stinks.
Well, I guess you
can Mike,
say that.
Happy holidays to you too, Mike. Oh, you can call in tomorrow and I'll wish you a happy holidays.
Did we have our gift exchange or did I miss something?
I don't do that.
I'm going to be honest.
You got your...
One of your guys' packages, I think, got stolen from my doorstep.
Oh, it happens.
You guys are...
I got one of them.
You guys are reprehensible.
For getting you a gift?
Yeah, right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't I got both this. Of your gift. I'll bring it in when I come in Monday. I was in Norm's. I couldn't get to, like, I don't need to, but you guys are going to text each other. He's lying. But great. Anyway, Evan.
Yeah, good one, 650. Adam, it's too much for me.
You can just get it to us late. That's fine, Steiny.
I don't.
And you owe me something today.
I owe you nothing. Nothing.
That's a pretty good one. You owe me something. I'll remember.
All right.
What'd you eat at the game?
Do you know what's funny?
Everything.
I didn't eat at the
game. Come on, Steiny. Not
Dude,
even a slice.
I forgot to eat. I just forgot to eat.
Well, how about your daughters?
They ate. We decided to eat. Everybody take care of themselves. Is Lacob listening? We didn't want to spend the money at the arena on the food last night.
I'll be okay.
Dude, I bought...
Yeah, I got you.
I bought three 24-ounce beers.
Okay.
It's like $85.
You got
even,
it.
I mean, yeah. Even my daughter who goes to New Orleans is like, that's Jack, Dad.
But I'm 24, like, you got her money's worth, though.
I mean... Don't get me wrong. It's a great timeout. It's a great timeout.
But three, I get it now. That bladder was like release.
All right. What do we got next? Crossover.
This is the last one of us all together.
Somebody on the text line said Willard could be insufferable today.
Why?
Purdy with 5 touchdown passes. Niners win. Draymond walking a tightrope. All right, crossover next. This segment sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.